Some birthdays matter more than others. Some years a cake and a card will do. Commentator Joel Achenbach found that his latest birthday demanded a plan of action.
I just turned 40, and I'm now carefully planning my midlife crisis. Don't know yet what it'll be, but I'm hoping it'll be a whopper. Remember, life is a competition. You need to have a midlife crisis that's much better, much more dramatic and awesome than the crises of your friends. If your crisis is drab or cliche, you'll never forgive yourself. First thing is, you can't start wearing leather pants or get involved with a former XFL cheerleader. The whole idea is to avoid doing anything that's gross or pathetic. You want to impress people and maybe shake them up a little. You want people to say, wow, I just didn't know that was possible in North America. When you stroll into the grocery store, you want everyone to go silent while people suddenly start dropping things, fumbling their vegetables, the cabbages and cantaloupes rolling down the aisle as though they're trying to flee your presence. You want your kids to say things like, you're so much more fun, Daddy, now that you always wear the Spider-Man costume. This is your chance for total reinvention. You could become someone who has unusually intense eye contact, for example. People would refer to you as the guy with the eye contact. You could change your schedule. 7-course meals at dawn with fancy wines and cigars. In the middle of the night, in the backyard, under lights, you'll do all your gardening. You could become the world expert on something completely irrelevant and exotic. The digestive system of the Asian swamp eel. Maybe you'll become famous for your incredible oatmeal recipe. People will call you the porridge king. You could give up using the verb to be. There are actually people who do this. They don't use was, is, are, any of that stuff. You gotta admit, that's different. Some people buy toys when they have a crisis, like sports cars. I took a step in this direction just recently. I bought a 4-door Honda Accord with an extra couple of cylinders, not 4, 6 cylinders. When I'm cruising to the dry cleaners at 30 miles an hour, I sometimes give it just a little extra juice, taking on up to 35. Trust me, my Honda is hot. The best midlife crises are ones the whole family can enjoy. Recently, I heard about these stay-at-home dads who've decided to become stay-at-home moms. When I heard that, I thought, gosh, all the good ideas are taken. Another intriguing possibility is reverse liposuction. I know, it's weird, but I've always been kind of scrawny. It'd be interesting to be a very, very large person. People would call me Big Daddy. Make way, Big Daddy coming through. Here's something for everyone to keep in mind. For the bulk of humankind's evolutionary history, people died young. Natural selection never paid any attention to the things that happened to people in midlife and old age. From the standpoint of evolution, old people are sort of off the books. It's a liberating concept. If you're over 40, you're a freak of nature. Maybe it's time you started acting like it.
The comments of Joel Achenbach, a columnist for The Washington Post and author of the new book, It Looks Like a President, Only Smaller.